KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's sunny, and we're at 37 degrees. We look for it to be sunny and breezy today, a high of 64. Winds west-southwesterly at 15 to 30 miles per hour by this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Officials with Tyson Foods Incorporated in Perry confirmed Friday night that some of the company's labor force in Perry have tested positive for COVID-19. According to reports, Tyson's communications manager confirmed multiple individuals at the plant have tested positive, but specific information would not be shared out of concerns over privacy issues. Unconfirmed reports received Friday from employees at the plant in Perry claim that 27 suspected or confirmed cases have been identified. An official with the Dallas County Public Health Department said Friday her department could neither confirm nor deny that there are positive COVID-19 cases at the Perry plant because it would fall under the HIPAA guidelines. HIPAA, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996, restricts the disclosure of individually identifiable health information, but it does not restrict the disclosure of de-identified health information and neither identifies nor provides a reasonable basis to identify an individual. 19 elected officials in Blackhawk County are calling on Tyson to voluntarily close its meatpacking facility in Waterloo due to a spike in COVID-19 cases they say are connected to the plant. Waterloo Mayor Quentin Hart says a temporary shutdown would allow for a deep cleaning of the facility and for all employees to be tested.
I believe that this is a time to stand up and not to be silent. And these are our neighbors, our family members, people that we know and love.
The Tyson Pork Processing Facility in Columbus Junction was shut down April 6th, and earlier this week, the governor confirmed there is an outbreak among workers at the Southeast Iowa plant. The state has sent 1,500 test kits to Blackhawk County to address what Governor Reynolds says is a suspected outbreak at the Waterloo facility. Representative Ross Smith of Waterloo says a temporary shutdown is needed to protect the safety of workers and the rest of the community.
The longer that we wait to adequately address this crisis and this issue, the longer and worse the disruption will be. The time for wait and see is done.
Friday afternoon, the Iowa pork producers issued a statement in support of keeping the plant open. The group said closing that facility would create significant hardship for Northeast Iowa farmers who would have to euthanize their hogs. Hospital administrators have acknowledged that more than 60 employees at the University of Iowa Healthcare Campus in Iowa City have tested positive for COVID-19. The Gazette reports that of the 64 employees infected to date, 4 tested positive at last report. U of I Hospitals and Clinics CEO says the outbreak is not due to a failure in the hospital's personal protective equipment or PPE strategy, but he conceded that administrators don't know how or where all the employees were exposed, noting that the virus has been so prevalent in different parts of the community that we're just unclear. Well, Iowa's thousands of restaurants have been closed for a full month by the pandemic, with some offering only carry-out and delivery. At an annual contest to name the state's top breaded pork tenderloin, sandwich is still on. Kelsey Sutter, a spokeswoman for the Iowa Pork Producers Association, says they wrestled with the idea.
We talked about whether or not we should postpone this contest, if we should wait, you know, later in the year when restaurants are able to open their doors again. And, you know, the more we thought about it, the more we wanted to just move forward and provide as much love and encouragement via social media right now that we can to restaurants across the state. We know that they're hurting.
Sutter said they're rewriting the contest rules this year to include all eateries, even the hundreds that may not reopen once the pandemic clears.
Whether a restaurant is open right now doing takeout or not, we want people to nominate their favorite tenderloin, you know, the one. So your favorite one to go to. Everyone remembers what they taste like. If they offer takeout, you know, go order it. Go get your favorite tenderloin to go and then get on iowapork.org and give them a nomination.
The deadline to submit an entry is June the 6th.
We don't need to physically start the judging until we get our top 40, which is July 1. So we're pretty confident or hoping, you know, that restaurants will be in full swing by July 1.
The winner will be announced in mid-October during Iowa Pork Month. Last year's winner was the Pub at the Pinnacon in New Hampton. Iowa's unemployment rate climbed to 3.7% in March as the state began to see the impact of an economic downturn amid efforts to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Iowa workforce development officials reported on Friday the jobless rate had increased from 2.8% to 3.7% in February. Despite the jump in the unemployment rate, officials say the March rate only reflects the beginning of the economic slowdown. A more accurate picture of unemployment is expected next month when the April figures are released. The U.S. unemployment rate for March was 4.4%. The Iowa DNR is looking into a fertilizer leak that occurred Thursday, in the city of Oshin in Winneshiek County. The Farmers Union Co-op had reported Friday morning that a tank had leaked over the winter into its secondary containment structure. The company pumped the containment to an area that discharged into a stormwater intake, leading to an unnamed tributary. The unnamed tributary flows into Nutting Creek. The release was discovered when people noticed white water in the creek. The co-op estimates between 1,000 and 2,000 gallons were released and is working to recover fertilizer from the storm sewer that goes into the creek. The DNR staff are working with the co-op on options to recover product in the creek, and the DNR has collected water samples for testing, checking for environmental impacts in the stream, and considered appropriate enforcement action. There were no dead fish observed. A release of around 1,000 gallons of wastewater into a creek near Ainsworth this past week is prompting another reminder about flushing the wrong things down your toilet. The DNR's Brian Lee says a plugged sewer line was the cause of the problem near Ainsworth.
And after the contractor was able to get there, look at the situation, they did confirm what they suspected, that flushable wipes and other material, Kleenexes, et cetera, had plugged the pipe.
Lee says they continue to get calls about problems like that with sewer systems.
Just continue to remind people to only flush toilet paper or flush anything that's only intended to go down the toilet. Anything else can be discarded in the trash, and there's other services out there that can help get rid of your trash as needed.
Lee says the materials that aren't supposed to be flushed can do several different types of damage.
Failures of electronic equipment, pumps can burn up. Again, just causing facilities have to contact a contractor or get other people in there to fix it because they have other things they need to do as far as operating the system normally otherwise.
And Lee says they don't believe the wastewater that was released did any harm to the environment. Well, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday had reported two separate arrests took place on Thursday. At around 6:10 p.m., a deputy investigating a report of a suspicious vehicle in the area of Pioneer Trail and Wabash Avenue in Council Bluffs arrested 46-year-old Jerry Lee Dawson for possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of methamphetamine first offense. And just before 6 a.m. Thursday, an investigation into an unknown injury accident resulted in the arrest of 18-year-old Alexander Konotek. He was taken into custody in Council Bluffs and transported to the Pott County Jail. The sheriff's office did not indicate to where either man was from, and there was no listing for them on the jail roster Friday morning. The director of the Department of Transportation in Iowa says they plan to move forward with road construction as the weather allows, but funding could become an issue. DOT planner Stuart Anderson says traffic volume is down as many businesses are closed by the pandemic and people are simply staying home.
We are seeing about a 40% reduction in travel on Iowa's public roadways, and we're updating that information on a daily basis through, we have these automated traffic recorders that do counts 24/7, 365, and so we can see trends across the state on a daily basis.
Less travel leads to a drop in road taxes that are used for construction by the state, cities, and counties.
That obviously means there is lower fuel tax collections happening because fewer gallons of gas are being purchased. And it also, we're also seeing reduced vehicle sales, and there is a 5% fee when you buy a new or used vehicle that goes to the road use tax fund.
Anderson says the drop in the road use tax funds could be significant.
Right now we're estimating at least a 25% reduction in state road funding. And there is some discussion happening nationally about the potential for a future COVID relief action by Congress to help backfill some of that lost revenue.
Anderson says there's not a lot of time before the drop in funding would be felt.
There's about a month or two lag from when those are collected to when they're deposited into the road use tax fund and then distributed to the DOT and cities and counties. So we're expecting that we'll start seeing that reduction probably in May with the May distribution of road use tax funds. So this certainly has the potential to impact construction projects.
He says planners are working on contingency plans if the shortfall hits without any reliefs.
We are looking at potentially delaying putting some projects out for bid here in the next couple months just to be better prepared if that happens. And depending on how long this reduction is in place, there's the potential that it could impact projects that are already under construction.
And he says a reduction could mean millions of dollars lost for the road use tax funds.
A 25% reduction would be a reduction of about $35 million a month to the total road use tax fund. And that's roughly a little less than half of that would be the reduction that the DOT would see. About a third of that is what is the reduction the counties would see. And then the remaining 20% of that is what Iowa's cities would see as a reduction in state revenue for roadways.
And he says they will continue to watch the numbers and determine the actions they need to take when it comes to the state roadway construction. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.